hope the rest of your day is better than my last 2 hours to start with. You know, you always sense that coming in here, that you worry about their intensity level, how they play, their defense and things like that. And, you know, that's always back there somewhere, that can happen. And it happened today. You know, it happened today. We didn't play with the enthusiasm necessary to walk in here and play well. And, you know, they did some really good things defensively, switching, taking us out of our offense. But, you know, we had some counters that we were supposed to look at, which we didn't do. We just seemed to get paralyzed a little bit out there. And, you know, this is a tough place to play if everything's not ready to go. And, you know, it's, as a head coach, you're responsible for getting your team ready to play. And we didn't do a good job today of, you know, coming out and just presenting, you know, matching intensity with Duke's intensity. And I think that's the key to playing here. Whether you shoot well early, that's not the biggest thing. It's your intensity level. Can you match Duke's intensity level? And we didn't do it today. And, you know, we certainly paid the price. You know, that's part of being an athlete, being a coach, is getting embarrassed and then being able to come back. You know, that makes us 2-3 in the league, I believe. We have two home games next week, and we'll be ready to play Tuesday night. And at this point, that's the key, you know, is getting back and being ready to play on Tuesday night.
You've had a bunch of these guys that have come in here before. I mean, how surprising is it that they couldn't summon what they needed to summon?
Well, I thought we would, you know, just, you know, maybe you're hoping. But, you know, I've come in here before with teams that were underdogs, and they played pretty well here, and we didn't do that today. And you know, they made us pay for it. And as far as the score goes, I mean, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me to lose by 40 or 20. I mean, it counts as one loss, and people can say, well, that's terrible and all that. But it's getting ready for Tuesday night, that those last 12 minutes or so, that's what we were trying to do, is, you know, just get ourselves in a position where we can practice tomorrow and be ready to go.
Did you guys see a team that brought the type of intensity they did defensively
all year? Georgetown was pretty good when we played them in Orlando. You know, that's as good as anybody, obviously. But that's how they always play. In other words, that's not Duke being anything special. That's what they put out there, and that's what you have to compete against.
Coach, Kay Yao passed away today. I don't know if you...
I heard this morning, as I was I had the television on in my room, and I heard that there. I knew Kay pretty well. Obviously, her sister's the athletic director at Maryland. But I knew Kay from, you know, before I came to Maryland. And, you know, she just, you met her at a lot of clinics and things like that. In other words, she was always out there. You saw her in basketball a lot of times. There are, you know, men's and women's coaches at the clinics you speak at or whatever. And Kay was always there. And she was great. You know, we, you know, talk a lot of basketball, you know, Valvano, the whole thing back that far. So she was a great lady. But she was a very good coach. And she, you know, she worked with the game, and, you know, she tried to make it a better game.
Gary, are you worried about his team a little bit?
Well, I mean, I was worried after we lost to Georgetown and we beat Michigan. So, yeah, you worry, but you don't. To me, this is one game, and that's how you have to address it. You know, we were picked 8th or 9th in the league, and we're trying to finish in the top half again like we did last year when we were picked 8th or 9th. So that's we're trying to get better. Today we hit a roadblock. We'll see if that's, you know, going to hurt us, or we're going to come out Tuesday night and play really well. It's today we feel bad, but by Tuesday we have to feel like we can win against Boston College.
Gary, obviously some of Grievous's comments this week got some play in the press. Are you a little bit worried about his emotions that become almost a detriment for this team?
I could think of maybe something better to say than "that's my house" before you come into Cameron to play. But you know, he's an emotional player. He obviously it wasn't a setup interview or anything. It was after the Virginia game, and we were pretty happy we won. And I think it just caught him at the right time when he said that, which happens. And I think the big thing for Gravis right now, he's got to really concentrate on his game. We need him to play really well. He's been a very good player for us over his first 2 years, and we need to step it up now, you know, as you get, you know, kind of toward the middle of the ACC season. So that's what we'll be focused on with him. I mean, he knows that he shouldn't have said what he said, and you know, he's learning. You know, he's hopefully. I don't think that would happen again, that he would say something like that. And, but you know, don't take anything away from Duke. I don't think Duke needed Graves' comments to get ready to play today. You know, they got a chance to be number one if they beat us today. I think that was the motivating factor in this game.
Yeah, he's been talking also about how badly he's been shooting. Is it him? Is it how teams are playing him now? Certainly, Duke did a lot to take him out today.
I think that comes with the territory. He made second team All-ACC last year as a sophomore. Everybody knows who he is, and he, you know, he's had some really good scoring games in big games for us. So we have to do a good job as a team to run offense to make sure he gets the ball. But at the same time, you have to make shots. You know, when you have the shots, you have to make them. And you know, so I think it's always a combination. You know, of us maybe doing a better job of getting him shots, but he's got to knock them down when they're open. In other words, just like, you know, a Henderson or a Singler, you know, when they get shots, they still have to make the shots. I mean, they can run a good play, but, you know, the guy still has to put the ball in the basket. And, you know, hopefully we can do a better job and, you know, Grievous will get hot and start making some shots.
What is your workload? Are you concerned overall about this offense or make it too much out of this game?
Well, it's one game. Well, if it happens again, you know, next week, then I'd say, sure, there'll be a lot of concern. But,